Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 76. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 47. Highs level off around 88. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, with highs around 74. 64 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Lyon County Commission approved the purchase of the Kretzinger property. Julio Flores has more.
The Lyon County Commission approved 3-0 the purchase of 19.6 acres from the Kretzinger property for a total of $206,070. The property will be hosting an outdoor shooting range for local law enforcement, serve as a new home for the Lyon County Emergency Communications Center, and provide equipment storage. I'm Julio Flores.
The Supreme Court Nominating Commission is accepting applications to fill a vacancy on the Kansas Supreme Court created when Justice Evelyn Wilson resigns July 4th. Wilson's resignation triggers a merit-based nomination process that involves the Supreme Court Nominating Commission, which reviews the nominees and the governor who makes the appointments. The application form is available on the Judicial Branch website or from the clerk of the appellate court's office in the Kansas Judicial Center in Topeka. The deadline is May 12th. Qualifications are posted on the Nominating Commission's website. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 26th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, April 10th, Kansas lawmakers in the Kansas Senate and House of Representatives overrode several of Governor Kelly's vetoes, allowing them to become law. To override the governor's veto in both chambers, lawmakers needed to acquire 2/3 majorities, and these overrides will allow several bills to now become law in Kansas. Among the bills that received an override to the governor's veto decision was House Bill 2062. This bill would provide child support for unborn children from the date of conception, and this would include direct medical and pregnancy-related expenses of the mother as a factor in child support orders, and provide for an income tax exemption for unborn and stillborn children. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly said this bill may appear to support pregnant women and families at a glance. However, she called it an attempt by extremist lawmakers to insert themselves into the lives of those making private medical decisions. The Senate overrode the governor's veto 31-9, and the House overrode the veto 87-38. House Bill 2311, which prohibits the Secretary of the Kansas Department for Children and Families from adopting and enforcing policies for placement, custody, and appointment of a custodian that may conflict with sincerely held religious or moral beliefs regarding sexual orientation or gender identity, and creates a right of action for violations. Governor Kelly's reason for vetoing this bill was that the legislation distracts from the standards that the Department for Children and Families should adhere to and stands in the way of best serving children in the welfare system. The Senate overrode the veto 31-9, and the House overrode the veto 87-38. And sub-bill for Senate Bill 29. The Kansas legislature overturned the governor's veto of this bill that opens state and county health officials to civil action for decisions about quarantines and takes away their authority to ban public gatherings in situations of infectious disease. In a press release about her veto, Governor Kelly said that SB 29 puts Kansans at unnecessary risk and she would not sign legislation that hampers public health professionals' ability to take reasonable, measured steps to limit the spread of dangerous infectious diseases and to protect the health of the communities they're entrusted to serve. The Senate overrode this veto 31-9, and the House overrode it 86-38. The Kansas court system has launched a new webpage that gives visitors access to new civil case filings before they're reviewed and accepted by the district court clerk, eliminating the wait time for attorneys, the public, and the media who track new civil cases. Chief Justice Marla Leckert stated that court modernization is a continuous process to improve how Kansas courts serve the people of Kansas, and the civil filing webpage is a great example. She said people who watch for new civil cases can use it to track when cases are filed, even while the filings are waiting to be processed by the court clerk. Attorneys have been required to electronically file court documents since 2018, and all electronically filed documents enter a queue to be processed by the court clerk, including documents creating new civil cases. Leckert explained that if a new civil case is e-filed on a Friday afternoon, the court clerk may not process it until Monday morning. However, the new civil filing webpage makes that information available sooner to people who track new civil cases, with the understanding that a case is not created until the filings are accepted by the clerk. The Kansas Civil Filings webpage hosts documents after they are submitted unless they are designated sealed, and to designate a case or document as sealed, a filer must submit a motion to seal at the time they submit the documents to meet requirements in Supreme Court Rule 23. After the court clerk confirms filing or documents follows applicable rules, it's accepted and becomes a court record. Public court records are on the Kansas District Court Public Access Portal. Documents remain on the Kansas Civil Filings webpage for 3 days unless they are rejected by the court clerk under provisions in Supreme Court Rule 23C. Governor Kelly signed substitute bill for Senate Bill 193, which removes administrative barriers for law enforcement agencies to provide life-saving care to Kansans during an opioid overdose. Previously, law enforcement officers faced barriers to obtain naloxone, also known as Narcan, which reverses the effects of opioids due to a statutory requirement mandating that agencies have a medical director or licensed pharmacist. And the compliance cost and healthcare workforce shortage placed substantial obstacles on smaller law enforcement agencies that prevented many from meeting this requirement. Substitute bill for Senate Bill 193 changes this outdated and unnecessary requirement now that these life-saving drugs are available over the counter. This change expands and streamlines law enforcement officers' ability to swiftly provide critical care during life-threatening emergencies, though if a new prescription-grade opioid drug becomes available, then a law enforcement agency must procure the services of a physician or pharmacist. Governor Kelly has allocated funding for schools to have naloxone on hand, made historic investments to give law enforcement additional resources to crack down on illegal drugs, and signed landmark bipartisan legislation that decriminalized fentanyl test strips in 2023. The governor also signed the Good Samaritan Law last year to provide legal protection to those who seek or provide aid related to a drug use medical emergency. In Nebraska news, a group of Nebraska leaders is opposing a bill in the Nebraska legislature that would legalize online sports gambling. And in a press release on Thursday, Nebraska Family Alliance said former Husker football coach Tom Osborne and Senator Pete Ricketts are among the group opposing LR20CA. The group, which also consists of former Nebraska Governor Kay Orr and State Auditor Mike Foley, sent a letter to members of the Nebraska legislature saying online sports betting can lead to new people developing gambling disorders, puts young men in the addiction bullseye, and will take money away from Main Street Nebraska businesses. So they urge members of the Nebraska unicameral to reject these bills. LR20CA, introduced by State Senator Elliot Baustar, would amend the state constitution to allow gaming operations in Nebraska to offer sports wagering online, and the proceeds would be directed to the state's property tax credit fund. The proposal was placed on general file last month, though is yet to be debated and voted on by lawmakers. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a mill and fill project will begin Monday, April 14th on Nebraska Highway 74, or N-74. Mill and fill is a process of removing deteriorated asphalt in preparation of placing an asphaltic patch to improve the roadway service and drivability. State maintenance forces will be performing the mill and fill from Reference Post 1 to Reference Post 6, approximately 1 mile east of Minden, and the work is anticipated to take 5 days. The traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head track coach Chris Delamont to update on the track team and their meet today here in Norton.
I'm here with head track coach Chris Delamont. Coach, it's a new season for you, and something that might be a little bit new to you is that 65 total kids out for the program this year. Why don't we talk about your squad of 65 and then maybe some breakdown of the classes?
Yeah, we were excited when we kind of did a canvas to see who was all wanting to go out for track this year. We had had 65 roughly, and we had quite a few wanting to do manager positions, and so a lot of involvement, because I know that Coach Stover's got a big golf team, and so we were excited to have a lot of spring sport participation. We're bringing back five of our girls seniors and three boys seniors, and so we got 35 girls out and 30 boys. That's kind of the breakdown. Junior girls, 9. Junior boys, 7. Sophomore girls are 6. Sophomore boys are 10. And then we got a couple big freshman classes. The girls are 15 and the boys are 10. So, we're excited to have a big squad. And we've been going here last few weeks. We were able to start on March 3rd. So we kind of did a soft start with that, bringing in kids who weren't doing a winter sport. And then kind of really hit practices in earnest after spring break.
And of course, of those 65, you have a 24 total returning placers or lettermen.
Yeah, the pretty good letter winner returning squad. Obviously, we lost a lot of points from our girls side last year, but a small group, but we return a lot, and I know they're eager to have a season. We got good leadership out of that senior group. Isabella Garrity, she's new to track and field. She came in. We've got Peyton Bailey is excited, obviously, to get back into competing a little bit. And so we're really excited for her. Hallie Brooks, Ella Clark, Hallie Long, that's our girl seniors. Boys side is Angel Rios, Logan Willauer, and Tyler Stewart.
Now, we talk about having 65 for the track and field, and then, of course, 24-25 for the golf. And that equates to about 50% of the high school kids are participating in the spring sports. And that's got to excite the whole school and administration.
Yeah, that's the goal. Is that we know statistically, obviously, these kids, if they're involved with something, they're going to be more likely to be successful in school. So that's kind of what we do in the wintertime. I know that we're everybody's preaching that. The teachers and administration and coaches are really trying to get kids involved. And so, yeah, we kind of feel like as an athletic department, as a school, the teachers on down, everybody's been doing a great job of just encouraging kids to be involved as much as possible.
Now let's jump back into your practices. And, you got to start March 3rd, and so you've had a month's worth of practices. I don't think that you had some of the greatest weather on those practices. So why don't you talk a little bit about your practices?
Well, to be honest, actually, we were indoors probably that first week, kind of working out in the junior high gym since high school basketball was still in stall. But then that second week, we were able to get outdoors, and we were down at the track working. Weather-wise was probably one of the better temperatures that we've had to start that early. And then spring break, we got a Monday and a Tuesday in on that, and then Wednesday was when the blizzard hit. So we canceled that practice, but it was pretty quick to rebound temperature-wise. And so pretty much from March 24th to now, we've had really excellent weather for competing outside, which is helpful. We've been able to get kids out of blocks and do a lot of relay handoffs and getting some good jumps and throws. And so that's been extremely beneficial for the ability to be prepared for this first meet.
Now, also helping you out this year, you have a few coaches come back, but you have a couple new additions, too. Why don't we talk about your coaches?
Yeah, we return Coach Bailey. She'll do our long jump, or sorry, our high jump and our distance. Coach Melvin's back to do our sprints and short relays, and then Coach Hawks is doing our throws. Coach Brockelman, he moved down to take the junior high head position, so we recruited Coach Jones to come back. So Coach Jones will be doing our pole vault and our hurdles. And then we had a freshman student, Brexton New, show interest in wanting to do the wheelchair events. And so we kind of were seeking out somebody that knew Brexton's needs. And Vicki Hagen is with Brexton quite a bit of the day, and so she was an excellent fit. And so we got her on now as our adapted coach. And so we're excited to see Brexton compete this Friday in the Wheelchair 100.
As we talk about your first competition, that's going to be Friday here at down at the track, Jet Byram track, and it starts at 3 o'clock. But what is some of the things that you want to tell the people about this meet?
Well, it looks like weather ought to be pretty nice, be in the 70s. And so a little chilly probably for that morning. Junior high starts at 9:30, so we run both of our junior high school on the same day. And so junior high will kick off at 9:30 with field events, and we'll have our high school athletes will also help out with that. So it's just an all-around great day for track and field. And then we get going with our javelin at 3 o'clock, and then with all other field events starting at 3:30. So then we get on the track about 6:30, and everything's finals. So we'll be going doing that. And then the other neat thing that we've done here, it was implemented back with Coach Jones, was we do a senior night, and that'll be after the 300 hurdles. So all spring sports will be recognized at that event. And so we're excited for the opportunity to compete. It's been a little while since state wrestling and basketball getting over, so I know the kids are really excited to have this opportunity.
One other thing is that a lot of people don't know is that this track meet is an unlimited, so where you could be able to put all your kids into it.
Yeah, we load up. We've got, we're able to put kids in up to four events, and we kind of go a little overboard maybe, but we put a lot of relays together. We really like to kind of see it's an evaluation time. It's a good time to see where kids are at and how they compete. And so we've got three boys 4x1s. We got three girls 4x1s. We got three boys 4x4s, two girls 4x4s, and two girls 4x8s, and then one boys 4x8. So a lot of opportunity on the track and also in the field events.
Now, on Tuesday of next week, you travel down to the Smith Center. That's the Smith Center Relays, and it's a 3 o'clock start also, but not an unlimited, but yet some different variety of competition there.
Yeah, they call it the Redmond Relays, so we get the opportunity to put together some of the freshmen 4x1s, 4x4s, and then they also have a field event relay. And those all score points. And so we've had students that have gone into that and they've lettered off of scoring in those events as freshmen. And so we like that meet just because, it's early in the season. We're able to have some different kids scoring points in different ways. And I know that that's kind of it can be hit and miss with weather too, but it looks like weather's going to be good for the next week as well.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck on this year's season. And then, of course, Friday at 3 o'clock will be the high school track meet there at Travisville Jet Byram Track. And then on Tuesday, you travel over to Smith Center for the Redmond Relays. That also a 3 o'clock start. Again, we wish you the best luck. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Delamont. And good luck to the Blue Jay track team today here in Norton. Funeral services for Terry Delp, 78, of Littleton, Colorado, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, April 14th, at the United Parish of Lenora, and burial with military honors will follow in the Lenora East Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Veterans of Foreign Wars and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have fish shapes, potato salad, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be mac and cheese or calzone cheeseburger with Chex snack mix, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 76 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become south 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 47 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 88 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 54. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 74 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, there's a 40% chance of showers. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 40. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 64. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 73. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 80. And on Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 79. Currently, with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is southwest at 2 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.33. And the dew point is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs recently brought back safety Mike Edward, who won Super Bowl 58 with the Chiefs in the 2023 season, and he was asked in his media availability about stuff he learned during his time away from the Chiefs, and he learned a lot about the business of football.
I would just say it definitely humbles you. You definitely have to stay humble, stay grounded, and just appreciate what we gifted. I mean, around the league. It's only a select few guys that it's on the roster. You got 53-man roster on 32 teams. It's a select few guys in the world that plays at the highest level. So I feel like this past year, even after Kansas City, it just opened my eyes to like how grateful I am and just how much hard you got to work and everything. So never take anything for granted. And that really made me work even harder. And definitely this year, I'm the hardest working this. This is the hardest working year for sure.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pause for a moment of clean, row calm. brought to you by Storen Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storenwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.